Yiddishkeit is a great gift, but you have to know how to use it. And I think that this represents what the gift of Yiddishkeit is all about. And I'm going to start with the Chazon Ish, because the Chazon Ish is, you see the nuance of the Chazon Ish, of how to read in the nuance. And the Chazon Ish comes from a sefer that he has called Emunah Bitochon. Emunah Bitochon is called the book of faith and trust. And I think it's a foundational work on the understanding of what Bitochon is all about. And this is what the Leshem, in some ways, comes to argue, but in essence, to part of the conversation. But says the Chazon Ish, Ta'ud noshene b'lev rabim musag bitachon. There is a mistake, a common mistake, on people to understand bitachon. Shem bitachon mishamesh l'midag mulel levikari b'fini chsidim. That the word bitachon is a word that the chsidim, people who are really believers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nistova musag chova le'amin b'chom ikesh podash abdo mekre al'atid bilti mukhra u'shnei drachim be'atid. And it becomes like some kind of a concept that when you have a situation that has two possibilities, ushnei drachim beatid, there are two possibilities, there are two outcomes, achat tova veloshnia, one is a good outcome and the other one is not that good, ki betach ye atov, that you have bitachon means that if you have a good outcome and a bad outcome, you've got to trust that the good outcome will come. But if you believe that there is a possibility or probability of the not good outcome coming out, that is a chisor, that is a defect in bitochen. So bitochen means that things work out. That's what people think. People think a bitochen means that things will work out. But that is a mistake if understanding of bitochen is that. Bitochen doesn't mean that everything will be okay. Unless you have a prophecy that tells you what the outcome will be, you don't know what will happen. If you have a good outcome and a bad outcome, bitochen doesn't tell me that the good outcome will come. That only you need a prophecy for somebody to tell you. In other words, what appears to you good and bad. In other words, when you look at your own judgment, good and bad, says the Chazon Ish, for you to believe that only good will come out, that's not bitochen. How do you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbonus? You don't know what's good and what's bad, and you don't know what comes to you. אבל עניין הביטחון הוא האימון שאין מקרה בעולם. What ביטחון means? That whatever it happens, it's not by chance. It's not random. וכל הנעשה תחת השמש, הכל בהכרזה מתברך. Anything that happens, there is a reason for it. So ביטחון doesn't mean that something good will happen. So it means that what is planned is something that has an idea behind it. ובהיות פעולת אמונה לורכי החיים היא בכלל מלא בני אדם. And because we know that the concept of faith in life instances is one of the midas of Adam, וכשם שמידת הנאווה ומידת הרחמים כיוצא בהם מן המידות, אין להם ממקרי צורת הגשם, the same way that when you talk about anova, the idea of being humble, or the idea of being kind, you can't measure. שצורת הגשם קצורה בכסף במידה. We know that physical things can be measured. ואם תפסיד קצבה תופסה צורתה. We all know that in physical items, if you can't measure, you lose its צורה. וכלי שבור אינו כלי אל החרס. And therefore, something which is broken is not a כלי. אבל מידות בניות מתחלפות מהדוגות לא זה מזה מזה. But מידות, you can't measure מידות. You can't say, this guy is a big בלבל בתוכן. Or a small Baal Bitochen. Because this idea of measurement is only on physical items. ולכל איש ישר יש מידת ענווה ומידת רחמים. You know that every good person has some humbleness and some mercy. אבל אין בני אדם משתווים בזה. But how much mercy this guy has and how much Bitochen the guy has is different. והם זה למעלה מזה. עשה זה חזון איש. They are above one the other, but you can't measure. כן מידת האמונה יש במדרגות זה למעלה מזו. So the same way faith. Faith is something that there are various madrigas, there are various levels. וקטני המנה גם כי הם חמים. The people who are קטני המנה, נוח. נוח was מאמין ואינו מאמין. You can't measure what faith is. כיוון שאינם בכלל הכופרים והמינים. As long as you believe. Some people are believers, but a lot of the beliefs the people have, that's what Chazon Ish is saying, are false beliefs. They are believers, they are maminim, but you can't measure that this guy's a Baal Bitochen. If you think that everything will be okay, says the Chazon Ish, it's not Bitochen. That is, stop fooling yourself. Bitochen, according to the Chazon Ish, is something very simple. That whatever it happens is not by chance, is by design. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is designing it. אבל אמונותם חלושה. So therefore, faith. You have people who have strong faith and the people who have a weak faith. ואם פעולת אמונה שולטת עליהם, some people have faith, but their faith doesn't control them. רק נגד עבירות היותר מפורסמות שכל הציבור נזהרים בהם, sometimes faith is only enough to stop people from doing terrible affairs. ומהם שמונוסים יותר חזקה, some people have a stronger faith, ופעולות היותר ניכרת, and you could see their faith in a more obvious way. וכן, ההתחלפות למעלות ומדרגות פשוטה עם הקהל הצדיקים החיים במונוסים בחלוסם. The same way people who live in their faith, who have an unbelievable faith, אבל נבדולים בברותיות, זה למעלה מזה וזה למעלה מזה, but the different forms of faith. Faith, like any midas, is not something that you can measure. This is a great Baal Emunah. This is not a great Baal Emunah. Why? Because there are various aspects to it. V'kasher adam divgash b'mikre. So therefore, says the Chazon Ish, and this Chazon Ish is a very basic, that when a person comes to a situation, asher lifi enok shebolam tzafuya lav asakana, the person comes to a dangerous situation. ודרכי הטבע and the natural ways לפחות מטבעת העולם that you're afraid of the outcome. You come to a situation, לא אלינו, that the outcome is not that simple. וקשת רוחו ירפאו מלזכור של המקרה אדוניה לנו. And a person ends up forgetting that whatever it happens is done by the design of the most kind of all, which is הקדוש ברוך הוא. ושאם עצור לשם מלהושיעו, and השם can always help you. So some people get into a situation of despair and they end up forgetting that whatever is done is by design and the one who did the design can save you. ולכן מסבים שהחליפו את כל המסובבים and הקדוש ברוך הוא could do whatever he does to change that. והבלגה בשעה קשה לזו and therefore to be able to contain yourself, to master yourself in such a difficult time ולהשלוט בקרבו את האמת הידועה and to put into your heart ki in kan defanav shum pegara miada mikra. There's nothing that's going to happen by chance. Raka kol mi toiz barach. This is what HaKadosh Baruch wants. Bein le toiv, bein le mutav. It's good or not good. Vasher shor shebunato mifiga pachdato, and therefore the faith of a person is measured by how much he can take away the fear. Venotenet lo emetz lamin bevsharut atzala. Here you have to believe that you could be safe. So says the Chazon Ish, what does bitochen mean? Bitochen means that when a person is in a situation which is difficult, he has to believe that's by design, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save him. Ve'shein lefanav nitya l'ra'ot u'mitya l'tovah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, there's no reason, just because the odds are against you, the odds make no difference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Inyan zeh kara'u midat ha'bitachon. So says the Chazon Ish, and that's very important, what does bitochen mean? Bitochen means that when you are in a time of sakona, you've got to believe that it's not by chance, you're not in a random event, and you cannot rely on statistics. Because to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, statistics mean nothing. You have to believe, that's why, afilu cherev chad amunachas al tzavor shel odom. Even if you have a terrible, the odds are stacked against you, you've got to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save you if he wants to do so. It's not more difficult if the odds are against you, as long as it's not a miracle. Yes. Yes, as long as it's not a miracle. It's not by what you do. What you do, you have to total control. It's what comes to you that's beyond your abilities. Bitochen is when you can control. The idea, can somebody take upon himself something that's not by design? That's a machloikis, and that's a separate issue. We won't go into it. That's the Zohar and all the people. We're talking about any happenstance. The reason why you're going this because you see that the Kabbalists argue with this, and the Chazon Ish also nuance. And this, according to what we learn, you see how it fits in. But the Chazon Ish understanding of Bitochen is a very clear understanding. The clear understanding of Bitochen is that if something comes to you, you got to believe two things. That whatever comes is not by chance. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change, and therefore odds mean nothing. Just because the odds are against you doesn't mean that you're doomed. So that hope is right. But the belief that everything will be right, that's not bitochen. You need actually a nevuah to say that.
So even though you believe Hashem can do anything,
but doesn't mean he will do.
That's right.
That's it. This is the Chazon Ish. I'm telling you, you're going to see, because you're going to learn now. According to what you learn, you'll see that's very important. Chazon Ish doesn't mean that he will do; it means that he can do. Your belief that he can do is bitochen. Your belief that he will do is just fooling yourself. Okay. So this is a quintessential Chazon Ish. And what is bitochen? Is to create faith. No, that's Chazon Ish says. You have to believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu is unconstrained, unless it's a miracle. He's constrained that you won't create a physical miracle. This way, the Chazon Ish makes a big difference, right? To put yourself in the situation that you need a miracle to get out. In other words, if somebody goes into an extent to see how doomed he is, that's no good. Then you're constraining the situation. But as long as you leave the game in a fair game, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't. Odds don't change it. Okay, it's very important. This Chazon Ish makes a huge amount of a difference. But the reason I'm showing the Chazon Ish, because I'm going to show you the nuance of Chazon Ish, because this Chazon Ish, in my view, is actually in some ways very depressing. Okay? Why? Because the Chazon Ish tells you, listen, guys, that's what Bitochen is. Bitochen is that you believe a Kodesh Baruch Hu could be matzah, but that doesn't mean he will be matzah you.
So it's reasonable for you to be scared.
Because, absolutely.
Because, no, but he's saying, doesn't he say that if you have Baal Batachin, you shouldn't be scared?
No, he does not say you shouldn't be scared. He should say that you don't be scared that nothing will happen randomly. Meaning there is a scare that some people, and the reason this Bitochen, I'll tell you the truth is what the Chazon Ish talks to me, and you see the Leshem. Because I believe that this Leshem will change your life. It changed my life. But I had a friend who passed away out of something that I believe is a medical error. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's a terrible thing to feel this way. So says the Chazon Ish, there's no such a thing that somebody dies because of a medical error. Because everything is by design, it's not by chance. As long as you do your best, right? Unless you go. But as long as you do your best, not by design. So Bitochen tells you that you have to believe that everything is by design, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change the outcome at any time as long as done a miracle. Which means also that you cannot put yourself in the situation of a miracle. Because if you put the situation of a miracle, you're basically tying Kodesh Baruch Hu's hands.
Does having Bitochen precipitate a positive outcome?
No, so Chazon Ish, I'll say that. We're going to see it. Just read it. I'm going to say the Chazon Ish is very nuanced. This is quintessential. This is the Mundo Bitochen. Umimidat Bitochen. That's why I'm reading it, because we're going to go to Lashem. Umimidat Bitochen lamid atzmo nekudat emuna af belato makshoto tzad esu vishilibo er. He has to know. What is Bitochen? Bitochen is even when you go and you are in a...
Yeah?
In other words, you are in the verge of Isurim, right? You are in a situation, you are in a crossroad. And Loyalin, you see the Loyalin, the situation, if it's not a good result, it's terrible. So what's Bitochen? Sheilibo er ki lo amikre pgato. You have to see that even if the result is bad, Bitochen means that even if the result is bad, She'ein mikre bo'elam klal. You have to realize that that's not by chance. So in other words, the idea is when you are in a crossroad, Lo'elenu, that you have, and you see that the results might not be good. Bitochen is to say that even the bad results are by design from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rak kol me'ito yizborach. Vosh omru l'yonu zepov, the Gemara says by l'yonu zepov, the Gemara in Tainis, To say that if there is a bad outcome, it's because you actually deserve it. That's it. The Rachazonish wrote this. I don't know, but I think it's right after the war. This has to do with the war, because everybody was very affected by the war. It's exactly right. It is at that time. At that time, people were very shocked by the outcomes. So the Chazon Ish is saying that when you have that outcome, mitoch means to say that whatever the outcome is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's design. V'im ein ha-tohor geinu, what Papus Volulianus, the Gemara in Tainis, tells that they told the Romans that it doesn't matter if you kill us or not. Why? Because if you decide not to kill us, harbe oil gimir shol lamok HaKodesh Baruch Hu will kill us in a different way. And if there is a gzera to be killed, it doesn't matter what you do. You're just being, at best, a tool to happen. Ve'arbe dubim lamok HaKodesh Baruch Hu send us bears, he could send us anything. Ve'kol zeh mimidas ha-bitochen, says Chazon Ish, this is bitochen. Gam be'lot shel ha-tzala, in the same way, for you to try to save yourself. Shetabat bnei adam rishtadel bahem. So the people always try to find ways to save themselves. The war. Mishtanot etzel aboteach. Very different by someone who's really aboteach. Kitach lichov achar didivim v'sori v'gishtach pulot shav. Instead of looking for people to help you, and looking for, some people look for things which are basically just drawing straws. If you believe that the only reason this is happening is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of wasting your time or just drawing, like trying to grasp at straws of some kind of like a low probability event to help you, do mitzvahs. You should focus on tefillah, tefillah, gzera. So in other words, if you believe that something is coming, and whatever the result is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to do ishtadlos. But to do ishtadlos to an extreme doesn't make any sense, because you know it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu happening, because you could get away from this, something else will happen to you.
So what ishtadlos do we do? Look at Yosef asking the Sar HaMashkeh.
Chazon Ish.
So the question is, what are we supposed to, how much are we supposed to
do? At least I didn't make the copy here, but Chazon Ish says that's exactly right, depends on the boteach. That's why bitochen you can't measure. To some people, like Yosef, he did a minimum bit ishtadlos, and he was criticized for that. Right. It depends on the midas ha-bitochen. That's why Chazon Ish says, bitochen we can't measure, it's not a physical thing. Each one is his own madrega. The basic idea, the criterion of the Chazon Ish is the following. As long as you do, you have to do your ishtadlos. You have to do something physical. But you have to do something physical that it shouldn't come as a miracle. But when you start drawing, you start pushing the envelope or drawing a straw, people get desperate. And people start looking at things which actually make no sense, placebos. A Baal Bitochen has to know that you did the ishtadlos, the rest in the hands of Kadosh Baruch Hu, or whatever the outcome is.
Yaakov
and Esav. We are going to see the Leshem, because the Leshem argues with this very much. So this is the Chazon Ish, and it's called the Midah HaPshuta. The Midah HaPshuta with the Chazon Ish is this. That bitochen is, you've got to do your shtadlos. Drawing as straws is not, because you have to know that whatever it happens, it be Yodesh LaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change it anytime. Now, you could make a miracle, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not going to make open miracles. He's not going to be Mishana the Teva, because the Teva is, the nature is some kind of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu put some kind of boundary with himself. So Ishtadlos says Chazon Ish, and I skipped a few parts. He says it depends on the person. A normal person needs Ishtadlos, because that's Gzeras HaKosov. You're right. It would make no sense. A person Chazon Ish would say it makes no sense. But the Pasuk says, Berach Hashem Elokecha bechol asher taseh, you have to do it. It's always that dialectics between bitochen and ishtadlos. But otherwise, you're right, Chaim. There's no ishtadlos. Right? But ishtadlos, how much ishtadlos, it's on the person who depends. On Yosef?
How do we know?
So that's what he says, that each person is bitochen. So I always say the Chazon Ish is, you cannot, if you want to cross every T and dot every I, that's a chisor on the bitochen. If you want to do nothing, that's a chisor nishtadlus. Where you are, it's in between. Now, look at the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish will say, this is what Chazon Ish says in Perek Aleph, Perek Beis Halach Aleph. Now, at the end of Bitochen, okay? Yes.
You can have somebody very religious, follows Hashem very well, but says, I will not go along with Bitochen.
Now, Chazon Ish says, what is Bitochen? Bitochen, Chazon Ish talks about it. He said, we have the first mitzvah of the Torah is faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, faith is amorphous. You believe in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bitochen is the practical aspect of faith. That Chazon Ish says. So if you don't have any bitochen, you are violating Emunas Hashem, which is the basics of Yiddishkeit.
The person like to say, can say that Hashem will bring everything, whatever direction it is, it's going to go, whether it's good or something positive or negative, whatever it is, but Hashem has the ability to change whatever it is if he wants to.
That's bitochen. In other words, if you want to say, I don't want to be told he's in the Hashem's help, but I don't trust him.
Right.
That is a chisoron bitochen. Now, where is, you should know something. The Pasuk says, Anuchi Hashem Elokecha asher hoceticha me'eretz Mitzrayim. I'm the God that took you out of the land of Egypt. And I spoke so many times, the land of Egypt is a historical event. But this is a prototype of life. There is a great book. And by the way, this Chazon Ish and this Bitochen, which is in the smallest sense, is something fundamental. There is a great book, and I think that's a must read to people. It's not Jewish. It's called Dance with Chance, I mentioned before. Dance with Chance is called the fallacy of control. People believe, like you're saying, they say, listen, I don't want to be in Hans HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to take care of myself. But this is the mistake 101 of life. That you believe that you can control. The fallacy of control is probably the most dangerous fallacy that humans can have. And this was a study done, and I'll tell you what the study is. There were four psychologists that decided to study the aftermath of 2001, September 11th. And their idea was the following. Right at September 11th, everybody who remembers, there was the people that died. And the first reaction was, if you remember, Moshe, what came down? Airline stocks. Airline stocks went down. Why? Because people decided they're not going to fly. You're crazy. You're going to fly. There'll be some crazy guy that's going to take the plane into a building. And people remember the Pentagon. If you remember the first stocks, this thing, people sold short airline stocks. So they wanted to see. So they went and they tabulated the results. They said, okay, airline people who died in air traffic accidents in 2001, there were 3,000 and some odds, there was somebody else. In 2002, there were none. There were no air casualties in America. 2003, I think there were like two people died in some air casualties. Okay? 3,000 and some, zero and two. So they followed up. Okay, so what happened? All these people who did not fly, they had to get some transportation, so they drove instead. So they look at traffic accidents. A traffic accident went from 60,000, if I'm not mistaken, to 84,000 in 2002. And in 2003, they went to 70,000. Why? Because people think that by driving, you control everything. And that's a fallacy of control. Because when you drive, at best, you control what you do. It doesn't control the weather. It don't control the other drivers. So he says, which is the irony, right? This terrorist killed 3,000 people, and our own stupid behavior killed 25,000 people, at least eight times as many. And he said, this is what the humans make a mistake.
We have a no smoking campaign, and that has lowered the deaths from lung cancer.
Right. That's a good.
We use seatbelts, it lowers the.
Absolutely. But that is for sure, because you are lowering the odds. But if you go ahead and you go and you don't look at the odds, let's say driving is more dangerous than taking a plane. You're right, because if you take a driving, you think that you are in control. It's called the fallacy of control. In other words, to lower your odds, it's great.
Yeah, but
absolutely. But never to believe. Yes, but never ever. Your hishtadlus have to be to know that you are lowering the odds. You basically, that's your shtadlus. But for your shtadlus to be the belief that you are in control, exactly what we spoke about. The guy says, I don't want to be in the control of God. I want to be in my own control.
You are in control. You have lowered the death rate.
No, that's what he's saying. That's what the fellows in control says. You are in control that you lower the odds, but you don't eliminate the odds. You never eliminate the odds. In other words, there is always what's called the element of chance. And that's what the Selkash is. If you acknowledge, because if you believe that you can never eliminate chance, the only question is you want to stock the odds. Then you say, okay.
You've eliminated smallpox.
Yes, that's right. No. Let me give you an example. The driving is an example, then I'm going to smallpox. The driving. If you look at it, what's more dangerous, to drive or to take a plane, airplane? Clearly, the statistics tells you that taking a plane is less dangerous. But the difference is less statistically is safer, but there you can control. You can never control 100% of the odds. Why? Because you're in the hands of the pilot, you're in the hands of the other guys who are just sitting with you, and you are, in good English, a sitting duck. But the other driving, you are in control, even though the odds are worse. Says then to chance, that is the wrong attitude. You never do something that statistically is worse just because you believe that you're in control, because you have to acknowledge that you're never in control, which means eliminating smallpox, right? You're right, you don't die of smallpox. But does that mean that you live or you have better statistics of life? No, you created one sickness, but you're still exposed to other sicknesses. So in other words, you can never
get...
Yes, it doesn't matter, but you can never, what he's saying like this, that you can never eliminate chance from your life. You could go ahead and diminish, that's fine. But you have to, if somebody says, because that was the question, he says, you know something, I don't want to take any chance. People say that all the time. I don't want to take any chance. I want to say God is good, but Chazon Ish is telling you, it doesn't mean I can't control what God does. I'd rather take care of myself. This is a fallacy, which is the fallacy of control. You will never be in a situation that you're fully in control. You could go ahead and that take away from the lexicon, and this is proven, by the way, they do it in medical tests. Every medical test, you have to go ahead and to say, okay, you can control yourself. You just have to look at it with the odds, like not smoking. Your odds are better, you do that. That's a shtadlus. But if you want to do a shtadlus because you think, let me give you an example. They do this kind of great test that they charge you a lot of money for these low probability events, right? They do this full body scan that gives you basically if you have any malignancy anywhere in your body. Not that it's going to make any difference. And by doing that, you actually increase the exposure to malignancy because you're taking radiation. So you're right. You're going to feel that you are safe because you want to be sure. What people always say is, I want to be sure. By being sure, you're making your odds of not getting it worse because you're exposing yourself to a lot of radiation. Says that is statistically a mistake. Because why? Because you could be clean today and the next minute you get something. Just the opposite. A lot of people who do this unnecessary and unneeded tests, they give a false sense of security, and the false sense of security is the most dangerous. I know that on the markets. On the markets, you have to cross every T and every dot every I. But the second you believe that you have crossed every T and dotted every I, I can guarantee you that you blow up. I'll tell you a story. For me, it's a very interesting story. I always say like this. The only guy I ever fired from my desk was probably the smartest guy that I had on my desk. And he's the only guy I fired because I hate firing people. And for me, it's a very difficult thing. But the smartest guy is the guy. Why? Because the smartest guy thinks that he knows everything, and he crossed every T and every dot, every dotted every I, and he takes risks which are wrong to be taken. You always have to realize that no matter what you did, the market teaches you the market is smarter than you, richer than you, and more powerful than you. Some people are stupid. They say, okay, maybe they're afraid of the market, but that's good. I'll tell you a story, and this is a real story. If anybody remembers long-term capital management, they were the smartest people, Nobel Prize winners, and etc. And there was a guy called Eric Rosenfeld. Eric Rosenfeld is an extremely smart guy. And I decided to hire one person who worked for long-term capital, and I took the guy. And long-term capital management looked for inefficiencies in the market. The market was wrong. And I remember when I hired him, that was in 1998, the beginning of 1998. So I asked him, listen, what happens if you did this whole position and you bought these bonds? And those bonds, at that time, there were two on the run and off the run, two bonds which are very, very, very almost the same. And you bought the cheap one and you sold the expensive one. So I asked the guy, what happens if the cheaper one became cheaper? It's always going to happen. Right? So whatever does, what you do it. I'm telling you, this is a real story. So the guy tells me, 1 second. I told him, what happens if the cheapens are 10 basis points? And it went to 11. What do you do? The guy says, 1 second, if it's at 10, I liked it. At 11, I love it. I will increase my position. I said, okay. What happens if it goes to 15 basis points? At 11, at 10 was good. At 11 was great. So what's at 15? So the guy says, at 15 is even better. We increase even more my position. I said, you know something? What happens if it goes to 20? Nothing stops it. So the idea is, I told him, worse than being dead wrong is being dead right. Because if you're dead wrong, if you're dead for the right reason, because you're wrong and you're dead. But being dead right, meaning that you're right, but you're dead in between, is terrible because you're dead for the wrong reason, because you should have not died. Because there is this hubris. I told him, this is gaiva. This is hubris. That's what you're going to teach the market because you're afraid there's no chance that you can control the outcomes. The market can do whatever it does and is bigger than you, is richer than you. And I remember picking up the phone to Eric Rosenfeld at that time. And Eric Rosenfeld at that time was long-term capital management, and they were the richer, the most powerful. And I was friendly with him. I said, Eric, are you serious? You think that you can control everything? I told him, you know, we are Jews. He was Jewish also. And there is a verse, there's a pasuk in Mishle that says, Lifnei Shever Goin, before you break, you are the strongest. So I told him the simple meaning means that before a person dies, he always has a spur of life. But the Gra, I told him, the great Gra Mivilna, explained who he was, says just the opposite. Lifnei Shever, you don't know what is the precursor of a break? Is going when you feel invincible. Invincibility is what creates destruction. Because God tells you that you can't get away from me. You could think that I can cross everything that I don't need you, God. If you do that, and I told you it's called the Titanic syndrome. Look at the Titanic. The odds of the boat, who is unsinkable, to sink in the maiden voyage is probably a lot less common than sinking forever. If I tell your boat to never sink, or I tell you the boat to sink in the maiden voyage, sinking the maiden voyage is a lot more rare than not sinking at all. Not sinking at all is very possible. To sink in the first voyage is almost impossible. But the second you believe that you're invincible, HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach you the lesson. Because bitochin, dance with chance, is part of life. You can never get away. What Chazanich is telling bitochin, guys, is a fact of life. You've got to believe that you can't cross everything and never die. You are in his hands. And this acknowledgement is bitochen. If you don't have bitochen, I can guarantee you, the gross says on the opposite side, lifnei shever goin, that if you believe if you're invincible, you will sink for sure. You know, it's odd. I told this Eric Rosenfeld, this was the beginning of 1998. In 1998, everybody remembers, in August, the same long-term capital, they had the best positions in the world, and they went bankrupt, and their fund went to zero. Only didn't go to zero, went to two, because the Federal Reserve saved them. And this always, Ray Grossman, I thought that this was like a prophecy. It was not a prophecy. I thought, but this is life. We are Jews. We believe this. God did not create a world that you can get away from him. Bitochen is the Jewish gift of life, but it's a reality of life that you can't run away from it. And if you don't acknowledge it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remind you. And I've seen this in my life time and again and time and again. This is history repeating itself. It's the history of the Titanic, and that's long-term capital management 1998. And this will repeat again and again and again. And this year, anybody who knows in the markets, there were these people who are quote-unquote the invincibles, are being taught the lessons that you can't be invincible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow you. The system is not made. The system is rigged. And that's the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are no atheists in the foxhole because try to do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, try, lifnei shever goyim, act as an invincible and you'll be taught a lesson immediately. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow that to happen. Okay, that's the Chazon Ish.
You want to read something from the end?
Yes, and now I'll tell you the other part of the Chazon Ish. This is the depressing part of the Chazon Ish. Because the Chazon Ish is telling you, I always say this is very depressing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can't get away. If you don't believe him, he'll make sure that you believe him. And the belief is, what is the belief of Bitochin? That whatever it happens because he designed, and he has the power to save you. But don't be sure that he will save you. Very depressing. Now, Yesh od bibidas habitochen. I'm going to read you because the last line is not clear, but you could write. Yesh od bibidas habitochen. However, there is one level additional in bitochen. Kalaboteach shore ruach hakodesh. If you are boiteach bakudesh bochen and you really trust him, there is a special ruach hakodesh. Umitlave imo ruachos. And there is a special power that accompanies you. Hamevasroi, that will tell you, Kiyom nam yazreu Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu do help you. Even though you can't trust him, if you are boteach in the level of the bitochen, that person will get a special siyata dishmaya, a special thing that he will realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only can help him, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. Ukmo sheo dovar David HaMelech, like David HaMelech Lom Shol says, im tachane alai machane, lo ira libi. If there is a war against me, I won't be afraid. Im takum alai milchama. If there is a war against me, bezot ani boteach. Beze inyan mitchalef lifi malata boteach v'rav kosher. This depends on the trust that you have. If you have the trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way, then you could be sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. So the bitochen is such that if you are boteach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help you. And you boteach b'kudosh Baruch Hu that is in his hands, he can help you. If you boteach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. And that's the midah of David HaMelech, right? And remember in September 11th, if you remember Bush, right? He says, Gam ki lech. I remember he read the Perek Chof Gimel. We even would walk in the valley of death. I shall not fear. Why? Because you are with me. I shall not fear. So there is a madrega in Bitochen that you don't have to fear. And that is the Bitochen that all of us aim for. And this is the Leshem. The Leshem is the one that tells you that mid of Bitochen, you don't have to be, because this is in the numerology. If you live in the world of number 7, you are stuck with the Chazon Ish Perek Aleph. If you live in the number 10, you have gone to the Chazon Ish in Perek Zayin. It all depends on how you relate to him. That's how he relates to you. And that's why we're going to learn the Leshem. And this Leshem is something that will change your life. But the Chazon Ish himself acknowledges that if you relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu differently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will relate to you differently. If you relate in a very rational basis, like we just saw, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will relate to you the same way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Tzilcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your shadow. Whatever you relate to him, that's how he corresponds to you. And that's why it's so important, the Leshem, because the Leshem is the greatest gift of Yiddishkeit. That you could live in this madrig of the number Zayin, that not only you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help you, but you could believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. And you don't have to be a tzaddik neir. It's only the way how you believe in him and how your relationship is with him. The same is a marriage relationship, right? How you live with your wife. That's how the relationship is. You build that relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a relationship that you build, is not a static relationship. It's a relationship that is very much, and that's the Leshem. Okay? So that's why this Leshem is a must, because if you believe like the Leshem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will relate to the Leshem. Okay? The Chazon Ish acknowledges that. Okay? So let's go see. We were last week, so we're going to continue where we were last time. Okay? Now, we are on page 1, Kuf Yud Gimel, and let me see where we're going to start. Okay, we're going to start in page Kuf Yudalet. So let me just tell you what we saw the last time. The last time, the Lashem comes to explain, the Klal Yisrael ask Moshe Rabbeinu, Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Imayin, is God in us or not? And the question is, what does that mean? They saw the miracles. They were afraid, they were afraid of water. So says the Lashem, they were afraid not that HaKadosh Baruch was not. Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu, meaning, do we deserve to be saved for miracles? They saw miracles, but do we deserve that? The Sitra Achra told them, guys, it's great, but you just don't deserve. You don't have dessert. Okay? Now, Omnam Hine Shogu. So he's going to say that the Jewish people, because this is based on Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, as we spoke, he was afraid of Esav. Where's the Bitochen? So Chazal say, why? Because he was afraid that you're right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do for you, but maybe Shema Gora Machet, Gemara Brocha says, maybe you don't deserve. So it's good in theory, but not in practice. Says in page Kuf Yudalet, Omnam Hine Shogu Bechol Zeharbe, says the Leshem, however, they made a terrible mistake. Vayash Yabishtaim, there were two mistakes on this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never wants to go and fight with you. You never have to give up that you don't deserve. There's no such a thing that you say, okay, I don't deserve. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not trying to hurt you. If you want to go and get better, you can always get better. There is no such a thing as Iyush, as giving up. Shabbos Kuf Daled Yuma. If you do a little bit, HaKadosh Baruch helps you a lot. A person can always be misakin himself. But now look at the second mistake. The first mistake is, you can't give up. I don't deserve. There's no such a thing that you don't deserve, because you can always make yourself better at every minute of the day. Now the second mistake, and Rabbi Isai, this will change our lives. They thought like this. Ki ein aemet ushein davar omed bitachon. Nothing. If your boiteach, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will help you, nothing can stand, because you can create a reality. Look at this medrash. Haboiteach b'Hashem chesed yesovevenu. If you boiteach b'Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you chesed. Afilu rosha haboiteach b'Hashem. As long as you trust that this is going to happen, chesed yesovevenu. This is going to happen. You don't have to deserve. If you believe in true belief, you will create the reality. Boiteach b'Hashem, chesed yisoven. If you trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have chesed surround you, irrespective. V'omr shamoid, rabi machoivim la rosha. There are many pains to a rosha. It's only pains to Rosha because he doesn't trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the apostle continues and says, but if you are boiteach b'Hashem, afilu Rosha. So their mistake was, first of all, you're not doomed because you're Rosha, because you go to Asbik Tshuva. Bitochen is not all in the Rosha. Bitochen is a relationship. If you believe, it's going to happen. Omar Ramban b'sefer emuna v'bitochen. He quotes the Ramban. It says in the pasuk something beautiful. Trust in Hashem, vasetov, and do good. The Lord Neymar asetov b'tach b'Hashem. It doesn't say if you do good, you trust Hashem. The Ramban says, the pasuk says, trust in Hashem and do good. Says the Ramban, ki bitochon eino tolu b'manti tovim klal. Bitochon is never tolu in dessert. It's not tolu in dessert. Ela betach b'Hashem. The pasuk says, trust in Hashem. Ben shetiyeh tzadik, ben shetiyeh rosha, betach b'Hashem. It doesn't matter. If you could be a tzadik, you could be a rosha. As long as you trust, it will happen. Ela shachar kachomer. The pasuk only continues and says, v'asetoyif. But if you're betach b'Hashem and it happens, don't be like the guy, the famous guy that says, God, if you go ahead and you find me a parking space, I'm going to go ahead and go to Minyan. And then some guy pulls out, the guy said, okay, God, I don't need you anymore, I got the space. That's not how it works. If you're boiteach b'Hashem, you still have to do good. Harei Ephraim chal kolponi, because don't think that you're going to get away. You had a bitochin, and now you got away from this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pay you somewhere else. So the pasuk says, bitochin is so powerful, they can actually empower somebody to do nothing. Because you could have bitochin and do nothing. The pasuk says, still do good, because that will come back no matter what. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu marech ruche ve'gave dilei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very patient, but he'll get from you. Ve'im tzeiz mani pro michal kuponi, you get paid anyway. Ve'olah gam divre choyves alvoves, who gam kan v'chzeh, says the Meleshem, this is also choyves alvoves. Ayin sham. Aval ha'bitochin, nam shubotech, ein adover emele negdoi. If you're boiteach, it will happen, nothing will stop. You don't have to deserve. So for the mistake of the Jewish people in the Midbar was, first of all, they thought that once they don't deserve, they're doomed. They're never doomed. But number two, that's not all in desert. Ubiprat binyanein du binyan dorah midbashel kol pochta mipito yetzahora shurak b'machshov b'ilvad lo ma'is chashon. They were afraid that the yetzahora would go ahead and would make them think differently. That was the mistake. The Jews should never be afraid. The fact that you have bad machshoves and bad intentions, as long as you don't do it, that's fine. So the Klal saw in the Midbar made a mistake. Because number one, they could always change. Number two, is not totally on dessert. And number three, they didn't do anything wrong. Just the Yetzer Hara was trying to convince them to do something wrong. This is the Gilu of Arech Anpin. When they said, "Is Hashem with me or Ain?" That was a chet. The fact that they didn't believe the Bitochen could help them, no matter what, that was the chet. That's why the pasuk actually criticizes the Jew for that taina. They didn't have bitochen. If you are afraid that you won't deserve, is a chesoron bitochen. They didn't believe in his miracles. So they didn't believe in themselves that they deserve miracles. The only time you deserve that you don't deserve is the chisson bitochen, or bechol shamar levizbayro lekamash dashbor. That's what it says.
How do you reconcile that with the Arabs' belief in God?
Huh?
How do you reconcile that with the Arabs' absolute belief in God?
By the way, that's why the Arabs are so dangerous.
No, understood.
Their belief of God gave them the success. That's why they're successful. Their success, the success of the Arabs, and Rabbi Shulib Diskin already said, their success and their truth is, we're going to see this, but Reb Chaim Vital says the real fear of the Arabs is because they trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way, and you can't stop them. That's why they are unstoppable.
Jihad's a false belief. Hashem doesn't want them to go killing people.
No.
Because they don't convert.
The false belief is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that.
Right.
But if you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it happen, you could create reality. The trust, if you believe, you realize something. And that's what the Leshem is going to explain. So the next time we get together, if you live in the world of number 10, that you realize that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you believe that, you are unstoppable. That's the reality of it. We create our own. Listen, guys, this turned into a movie. Plus this Leshem, it's called The Matrix. That you create your own fears. If you give value to things, they can hurt you. But if you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invincible, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He'll make it happen. He'll make it happen. That's why the arrows are so dangerous. It's not right.
How do you
counter? It is only, and I tell you, that's why the arrows, the only way is having bitochen in the same level, because this way they can hurt you. explanation. This is why they are so dangerous, because their trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that much so. Now, is that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants? Absolutely not. But would HaKadosh Baruch Hu stop them? Probably not. And that's why they are so, they are periodim. They are the ones which are uncontrollable. Mm-hmm. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taya biyode. I tell you, if you look at Islam is an unbelievable religion. Why? Guys, let's talk about it, right? In the year, the 7th century, comes a guy called Muhammad who has these visions of the angel Gabriel, tries to convince Jews. He basically learned a lot of things from Jews, and he does something called replacement theology. Replacement theology means he's replacing the Jews didn't deserve. And he was able to convince 1.4 billion people. So he writes in the Quran that the biggest proof is that we are going to do it, trusting God, and you see it's going to work. He conquered the whole Arab Peninsula. He conquered the Persian Empire. And it was impossible not to say that he was right. It was impossible. That's why he was able to prove. And the proof is because they were so successful. Because their degree of trust was that much. And he writes that in the Quran. And you realize that this is an unbelievable story. I mean, it's not that it's convenient, it's not that it's easy, but they see success, and success breeds success. Meaning when they did the first early conquering of the Quran, he was trying to show, see, God is on our side. Because if you trust on him, he comes to you. So the idea... No, it's not, Moshe. But it does say, Moshe, but it does say that if we have the belief, nothing can happen to us.
I understand that, but we don't have to believe them. What's the natural result of that?
The natural result is, now, the only hope is, Moshe, that how many people of those really believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? That's the muta today, right? It's easy to say, because this is... To live in the number 10 and that belief and that, it's very, very hard to do it. But the Emunah Bashem, listen, you know that there is a Rabbi Shaul Leib Diskin who says that if you have no shul to daven, instead of davening at home, you should daven in the mosque. Can you imagine? Because it's Lifnei Hashem. That we heard from Moshe that if a Muslim is davening, you can't go in front of him. You can't pass in front of him because he's talking to the Shekhinah. Can you imagine? The same way in Dasam and Davish Munas, you cannot pass in front of him, cross a problem. You cannot do that when somebody in the Muslim is davening. It's unbelievable. And that's why Moshe is right. This is what makes it scary. The scary part of Islam is not the Iran buying a nuclear weapon. Everybody says, who cares about that? But the fact that somebody can go and kill himself. That is very, very dangerous.
He said they daven five times a day.
Yes, there's no question. Yes. Because the simple idea, if you know, they probably got that from the Jews in Yom Kippurim. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the famous hadith of the Miraj mm-hmm. that talks about the bargaining the five times. Mm-hmm. Rabbi said, it's not a simple idea. But that's why, but it empowers us, but that same way, that's why the real enemies that we have, what's Ishmael? Ishmael. That's why Chazal say that they are going to be Mitzar Klal Yisrael and force Klal Yisrael to do one thing. You know what it says? What does the Medrash say? Because they're blessed? Not to the Tshuva. To be Mispal B'Kudosh Baruch Hu and HaKudosh Baruch Hu B'Moshi Oisa B'Sora. They will teach us how to daven. Because if we trust, and this is it. This is our power of bitochin. And the irony is that Israel and its origins of after the aftermath of Second World War, because of that attitude, became the attitude of Kochi Vaitzim Yodi. Became the attitude that we can do. And that's so scary. That's why the Arabs were given. And they are the ones to wake us up and to say, listen, we can. And we are going to Mitzvah Hashem, that we have to stop because we're late. But in 2 weeks, Mitzvah Hashem will see the Zilashem. But the Zilashem can send our lives. It can create a relationship that Kudush Bohu, that faith becomes a reality. And the Briskurov was used to say on the Pasuk, Kave El Hashem, Chazak V'yametz Libecha V'Kave El Hashem. Why is the repetition of Kave El Hashem? He says, because Bitoch is like this. If you trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kave El Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it happen. So Chazak V'yametz Libecha, He will give you strength. Because you see the bitochon works, and then kavel Hashem, and then you trust Him even more. In other words, there is a snowball effect of faith, that the more you believe, the more it happens, the more you believe. But if you don't get into that loop cycle, you go. So that's what the Chazon Ish says. If you go to the Chazon Ish Perek Aleph, you could. Says the Leshem, today the world is given that we can achieve the Chazon Ish Perek Zayin, and it's in the hands of us, and hopefully we'll learn how to do that.